everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mary Chrysler. I recently got a message from Kate Moran asking about dog training and how to keep your dog from eating your stuff. Here's the message. Here's the message.
Hi, Sobble.Swish. I'm really enjoying the podcast. Thanks so much for putting it on. It really is a highlight to my week. Anyway, quick question. How do you get your dog not to eat your things? I think you said you have your dog Sally, and the episode about the sorting hat was really cool. So anyway, yep, that's my question. Thanks, Mary Chrysler, and a happy new car.
After reading this, I decided to do an episode on it, and now we're here. It's great to see that adults are listening to my podcast, as well as kids, and I really enjoy getting messages from you guys, so please send me a message. The link, if you need to send a message to me, is in the description of my podcast. If you ever have anything you'd like me to cover or would like to hear me talk about, just send me a message, and I can promise you that that I will get an episode on it. So, as you all know, I have my dog, Sally. And if your dog is chewing up your stuff, I'm going to assume that you're talking about a puppy, because that it usually isn't much of a problem with older dogs. So, the best thing to do when training a puppy to do something is you need a lot of disciplining, and they're gonna, like, do that, because that's just what puppies do. They're learning. If you tell them, if you, like, punish them for doing that, then it'll discipline them into not doing it. And then as they grow up, they'll just won't do it anymore. So, my dog Sally, whenever she does something bad, Sally really does not like water. So we have a spray bottle, and we'll spray her with water. And if she does something minorly bad, we'll say which sort of just tells her, no, bad, don't do that. So, if you're having trouble like that with your dog doing something you don't want them to do, I actually have a friend whose dog really likes water but doesn't like being sprayed with it. So that might work even if your dog does like water. But if there's something that you know your dog does not like, then try giving them like a minor dose of that if they do something bad. I'm not saying you should like abuse your dog or be mean to it, but you also need to teach your dog not to do bad things. Thank you. That's going to be all for today. Please tune in for new episodes, and so you can stay notified. Thanks. This is Sobble.Swish saying Mary Chrysler. Notice. I am working with some of my friends at Think Time with C&J and Advice with Me to form a collab holiday episode that will come out on Christmas Eve. Please tune in and check that out. It doesn't have to be on Christmas Eve, but I'd love to see your views on it. Thanks. Merry Chrysler.